But what I'd really like to do is something extraordinary.
And welcome back to The Ground Level. I am your host, Sean. We're going to be going solo today and just talking about a few things. A lot of stuff going on in the country right now and in our state of Washington. So let's get into it. Again, welcome back to The Ground Level. I am Sean, your host. Today's going to be a solo trip, kind of discussing some of the things, playing a little catch-up with some of the stuff going on with the country right now. The Trump administration continues to just give us a world of fun. It's making people lose their minds. State of Washington and its corruption continues to grow. First thing that pops up into my mind, speaking on that right away, you know, is the state of Washington across the country right now. You know, if everybody's paying attention to the stock market, we're all seeing what's been going on there. The stock market is clearly having some issues. A lot of Trump's tariffs are working. A lot of these companies, you know, they thought that he was bluffing. So now, of course, they're backing off. European Union has offered to drop. has offered to drop their tariffs on U.S. industrial products. That was just announced today. Pretty interesting stuff. It seems that, you know, his policies, his movements, the art of the deal, that book that we grew up with as a kid, that everybody was talked about back in the 80s and 90s, you know, and that on that note right there, there's so many videos that you can find of Trump and all the things that he said back then where people championed for him. So many of his positions haven't changed. He was calling out in the 80s how America constantly pays the bills for other countries' defense. Well, why aren't other countries pulling their weight around the world? That narrative that, well, America's got so much, they have that responsibility. You know, there were just constant talking points when I was a kid that, you know, in the 80s and 90s probably didn't pay enough attention to, admittedly. But the man hasn't really changed on that. He's gotten wiser. The insanity that is surrounding this, all these, the far left, I hate talking about people like this, but it's infuriating when you watch them. They're losing their minds. They're on college campuses. They're in Colorado, in the streets of Denver, in the streets of Seattle. This anti-Trump narrative just continues on and on. This thing, I mean, the ass backwardness of putting swastikas on Tesla cars. Let me remind everybody that most Tesla owners are owned by Democrats. Not most Tesla owners are owned by Democrats. You know what I mean? Most of those cars are owned by Democrats, which I find interesting if you really think about it. We're not going to go too far down into it, but, you know, those cars are 100 grand plus. And if most of those people are Democrats that are purchasing those, well, that says a lot about that particular class in our nation. It has a little bit more money than most, I would imagine. At least it's something to investigate. I did a paper years ago. This is kind of side note. This little bit of college, my freshman year, I did a little statistics about. Now, this, of course, was, you know, late 90s, but I did a paper about the statistics about how many people in the U.S. military are generally from the South or from rural areas or even areas of just significant poverty. But the goal of the paper was the majority at that time that were in the military, 70% at that time were from Southern states. There's a lot of reasons for that. Poverty being one of them, not as many opportunities, small towns, rural town America, you know, and that was such a different time then. It's not like tech worlds of Seattle and LA and where there's an Amazon.com and Google and Facebook all over the place. I don't even really know, honestly, why I brought that up. it was just tying into our statistics. And it's a strange strange time that we're in right now. They loved Donald Trump when he gave them money, Democrats. They loved Elon Musk for what he was doing for the environment, electric cars. They are besides themselves with insanity anymore. It's you sit here and watch these videos. Brian and I have talked for years about some of the stuff that was been going on that we kind of started noticing early on. I was a little more vocal about it and going, hey, look at this problem. This is growing. Now he's got pushback. And that's a great thing about Brian is, you know, he gets you to think about what your position is. Is it well-informed? Is it just a gut reaction? Are you just kind of thinking on the fly? But there were many things, including the science industry, and that's something we'll talk about here in a little bit, but everything that I was calling out, saying this is a growing problem, it was always, that's a very small portion of our society. And I was calling it out then, saying, no, it's a problem. And even at that time, had it been a small problem, it was something that is going to grow. And it's going to, there will be no breaks. And here we are now. And especially if you live in a state like Washington State, at least West Coast, Seattle, Tacoma area, where it is just so rampant with political nonsense, you do have to watch what you say. You could lose business. You can be canceled. That is still alive and well in this state. Frustrating, especially during that COVID era. You know, my sons and I, we saw in the first 2-3 weeks of that COVID, the way people were immediately reacting. And I knew that's what was going to happen, especially around here in Seattle. The people of Seattle and Tacoma want so badly to get put on the map. They want some, it's almost like they have a desire for a natural disaster. Growing up in our region, the news in our area is just the poster child for crying wolf. And this just happened a couple weeks ago. And I know we're getting off topic here at the ground level, but this just happened a couple weeks ago where this is just the exact formula. Exact same, the same pattern every single time. They throw on the news, massive storm is coming. Beware. Hailstorms expected, which can actually damage your vehicles. I'm not kidding you. 2-3 weeks ago, we saw all over our region, people were putting tarps and blankets over their cars. We had about 10 minutes of lightning, a little bit of rain, and then that was it. I mean, it's hilarious. This is the region we're in. We're in a everything. Oh gosh, what was it? I can't remember what year it was, but it was like this, I think it was called Joplin, Indiana. There was this horrific tornado ripped up that town. I mean, there were videos that actually showed a semi truck and trailer being flipped and tossed into the air. It was pretty crazy. It was like clockwork. Within minutes, the Seattle news. Did you know that technically that could happen here? Technically, tornadoes can happen in Seattle and Tacoma. We live in a part of Washington State where the news, they're seething to keep you frightened, keep everybody in line. Number one, it generates some ratings for their advertisements. And number two, it's trying to get put on the map. Pay attention to us. When the WTO riots happened, I want to say that was 1999, maybe 2000. Gosh, I can't remember exactly what year that was. But when that happened, it was a riot that was just a kind of a joke. People around here, they watched all the videos where there were real protests going on. real change that needed to happen in this country during, suffrage for the women's votes. Then Martin Luther King Jr., the Jim Crow laws, you know, all of the white restaurants, black restaurants, all that. There was reason. The Vietnam War, there was reason to get in those streets and protest. But we were all Americans. We've all seen those videos, though, and now everybody in this new generation that has been spoiled, coddled, they have it so good, but they have to find some kind of reason just to bitch about shit. And that's really what they do. They just bitch and complain unnecessarily. It just shows how much we have and how spoiled our society really is, especially with these young people. Fast forward it now and getting back to what I was talking about, Trump. Trump is out here exposing, you know, and if you want to get into the legality of Doge and all that, there are courts that are there to do that. And speaking of courts, it's one of the things that I'm hearing lately from liberals on all these videos. I mean, you can find them online. And it's them complaining, saying that we have a president that is not following judicial orders. Shows how our this mentality that anything a president does, they have to get permission from the judicial branch first. That's not the case. There are three separate branches of government. Each branch of government has their roles. The judicial branch is to interpret the law for us. Now, if you want to file a lawsuit, file a lawsuit, go after things, you know, challenge the legality, there is a process for that. All the courts, the appellate courts, there's a process. But to just sit back and say that any district court at a lower level, any judge who just has a wild hair up his ass and doesn't like Trump can just, you know, throw out an order and say, you can't do this. No, that's not, from my understanding, how the Constitution was designed. And this is a new tactic. They're losing their shit right now, the Democrat Party. They're falling apart. They've gotten so far to the left, and it will pass. It's just a matter of time. And I always warn everybody that goes, oh my gosh, we can just run with this now. No, you can't. Don't let your guard down. Like in both parties and in our country, especially in politics in general, there are for some very intelligent human beings that just sit there in these little meetings, in their little, you know, think tanks, and figure out ways to disrupt the other's intentions. Dan Bongino has said it a million times, and he said it so perfectly. I've quoted it a few times here, especially during the Biden administration. While the Republicans are not the answer to our problems, the Democrats have been, until right now, the cause of our problems. Somewhere up over, they're estimating over 30 million people across the border over the past 4 years. Now, the deportation thing, that's going to be interesting to really see how it plays out. I remind everybody, we've only been in this presidency for, 2 months? Exactly, since inauguration. Two and a half months. So there's a lot that needs to be done. I'm of the mindset that the conventional has not worked in this country for at least 50 years. It has been steadily becoming more corrupt. It has been steadily becoming more in line with corporations making deals, lying to the people, raising taxes. I've talked many times on our show about Washington State and its corruption. Its corruption is full throttle disgusting. The rest of the country, all the fuel prices are dropping. Washington State, ours are going up. I think it was 2 years ago, they put a 46 cents per gallon carbon tax on us. Yeah, the police, and I imagine this happens in most states, but the police are relentless around here for generating that quota and giving more tickets. The camera tickets that you get in the mail now. I mean, it is just tyrannical. We're just, the citizens of the state of Washington are just a bank to extract money from for the government and all their little bullshit pet product projects around here. On a side note, I mean, this is how they have mastered this. For example, our taxes are through the roof in this state. We don't have a state tax, which is the holy grail of the state of Washington. They are constantly seeking ways to get either a state income tax, which goes against the state of Washington's constitution. So they find all these little ways around it. The people push back. They get an initiative. They say no. State of Washington does it anyways. They have no concern for the people of Washington. It's just money. They have steadily increased our taxes for the homeless problem that's here. We are the number one homeless in the state of Washington right now. They have, especially in Tacoma, Washington, and I'm pretty sure Seattle found a way to do it, but I haven't seen what their city council did. But here in the state of Washington, they've in effect legalized drugs by ordering the police not to make any drug crimes, any drug crime arrests. They use the term, we're only focusing on violent crime right now because they're the ones that promoted the defund the police. So here they are again, raising our taxes again. They're going to raise our fuel tax again. Right now, I just had posted online when I was getting gas for my vehicle, $5.39 a gallon for the premium gas. $5.39. It will be $6 a gallon by this summer. They intentionally keep construction going all over the state, but nothing actually gets fixed. Our roads are complete shit around here. Seattle, Tacoma specifically, our roads are shit. But they got to increase. I mean, there's Proposition 1 right now in Tacoma, Washington, putting on the ballot to raise our property taxes. Again, a new tax for the roads, which is just comical on its face. What the hell have you been doing for the past 10 years? You constantly tell us you have to raise our taxes for infrastructure. They're in bed with the unions. The unions donate money to all these legislators and to the governor's office and the attorney general. And then they turn around and they keep all these projects going, these overinflated projects that they are never in budget, ever. Here's another example. Anybody that knows much about Tacoma, Washington, there's a bridge out here called the Tacoma Narrows Bridge. It was about 10, 15 years ago, I believe, when they began the toll on Tacoma Narrows Bridge, and they told the public, this is just a temporary toll to pay for the bridge. That toll has never stopped. In fact, they paid that off, from my understanding, 4 years ago. Now it comes out, too, that they're overcharging people. They're charging people every time you go through now, and you don't see it because here in Washington, you have these little, and I'm sure in other states, too, but we have these little stickers that go on our windshield that's like a transmitter. So every time you go through that toll, at the end of the month, you get a bill. Well, it comes to find out, randomly, their systems have been tacking on a quarter. Now, you would think, okay, well, it's 25 cents, not that big a deal. Number one, that's been doing that to me for 3 years, and I've been fighting the city of Tacoma. Now, you consider the thousands of cars that go over that bridge every single day. 25 cents for one car, not that big a deal. Thousands of cars per month, it's a shitload of money. The corruption in this state is sickening, and it is completely out of hand. There's no restraint. And they know it. They can get away with it. Bob Ferguson, I've talked about him 1,000 times. The guy is just a living piece of shit. He's a Gavin Newsom on crack. I mean, he is shrewd. He's intelligent. Knows how to bend the law and play the games. He was Jay Inslee's watchdog. Made sure everything that he did was legal. Now, speaking of that, I can't remember the guy's name. Timothy something, this guy that brutally killed a family, was going to be paroled by Jay Inslee. He was actually given parole on Jay Inslee's way out on the last election. Bob Ferguson just recently overturned that. Now, to people that are engaged politically, people that pay attention, and you just need a little bit of paying attention, you know immediately Bob Ferguson did not do that for justice. He did that to score political points, to get people to let their guard down, and it worked. All his sycophants around here, oh my gosh, he did the right thing. You know, it's really sad that so many people around me, I'm no political genius. I work 14, 15 hours a day. But I'm doing my best to pay attention at the ground level here and just watch what's happening all around us. So you want to raise our taxes again? Oh, yeah, that's going to pass too, where we've always had a 1% cap on our property taxes. Yeah, they just voted to have that lifted. To remove the property tax cap. And I believe it was to immediately jump us up to 3%. They are bloodthirsty for your money in the state of Washington. And they're also going after the next thing that will pass is the unrealized capital gains tax. So if my, you know, for example, and again, this is just very ground level, seventh grade basic understanding of it. My property tax or my property, you know, my loan here. Okay, you have a home loan, $400,000. Over the years, you've paid, you know, some of that home loan down to 360. So you got 40 grand in equity. They want to tax that 40 grand, even if you haven't sold it. How is that, you know, and then they always sprinkle all around that the wealthy need to pay their fair share. That's hurting the middle class, the lower and middle class. We have this ridiculous reparations crap that just went into effect here in Washington State, which is flat out discrimination. And from my understanding, there will be some lawsuits against it. But right now, if you apply for a loan and you have any, if you're black, you can prove that you have African-American heritage, which what in the fuck does that even mean? I mean, give me a break. Anyways, but what that means is that you get now taxpayer-assisted, subsidized, $120,000 down payment. Granted by yours truly. It's withdrawn from me and all the rest of our citizens to give to people something that they didn't earn. So if you're white, if you're Asian, you're Hindu, you're Japanese, you know, which encompasses, everybody knows what I mean. You don't get that $120,000, $120,000. That's essentially, in many cases, a third of the person's loan. Brian just recently encountered that. He's in the process of buying a house. Lender had to ask him, hey, do you have any African-American in you? He was like, why? Well, if you did, get $120,000 towards your down payment. He was infuriated. Those of you out there would go, well, that's justice for what happened in this nation early on. Fuck that, because here's why. Number one, I never owned a slave. Number two, no black American right now in Seattle and Tacoma was ever a slave. And number three, this was not a slave-owning state. So what reparations is Washington state taxpayers paying back? It's bullshit. It's absolute bullshit. It's a way of buying votes. They don't give a shit when it's not their money. So like myself, all those out here in the state of Washington who are essentially trapped, comfortable enough to keep making a living, but not wealthy enough to leave the state, we're trapped here under this tyrannical government, constantly going after our Second Amendment rights, making, you know, anything more than 10 magazines illegal, making assault, quote unquote, assault rifles illegal. It's sad, folks. It's frustrating. It's sickening. And oftentimes you feel so helpless. And I can't really explain what that feels like when you live in such a state that has so much. But the government here believes that whatever you do, it's theirs. This is one of the things that people were escaping England from. The British. All that was happening there, the Tea Party, all this. The wars, the Declaration of Independence. We were all going, hold on a second. This is not what this is supposed to be. And then we find out about the USAID thing. Now, consider this is one state. This is one state that went more left. They're doing more taxes on the people here. And I have my theories on what kind of vision that they have for this state. I talked about in Tacoma, Washington. I think we talked about this on our last episode, is the Chinese Reconciliation Park on the waterfront of Tacoma, Washington. Nobody got permission for that. I wasn't voted on. Suddenly, we were just seeing these monuments to China being built down by the waterfront. Somebody, now that was under Jay Inslee's rule. I'm pretty sure when Xi Jinping, whatever the hell his name is from China, when he was here, he's been here twice. And they shut down I-5. They had people trapped in gridlock for 4 hours for that piece of shit communist to come into my country, screw up our lives when we're trying to go to work and trying to get home to our families. And Jay Inslee was kissing his ass, walking him into Lincoln High School in Tacoma. Nobody understood that. Taking him into downtown Seattle, taking him to nice restaurants, just kissing his ass. Democrats like Jay Inslee sold us out to China. And watching all this crap go on in my state that I grew up in is just, like I said, I hate to repeat myself, but it is like getting kicked in the gut, and it's so sad. People are trying to go after that American dream and pull away from this garbage that's going on. The crime is through the roof. Gas prices are through the roof. The drug use, now legal, through the roof. We see people in 38th and South Tacoma. And you can even see this on Olive in Seattle. People just dropping their pants, taking a shit right there on the street. People shooting up. These tent cities are enormous. Now, when there's a diplomat or somebody that's coming through town, that they quickly, it's amazing how fast they clean it up. They clean up these homeless encampments within a couple weeks. Because somebody's here, we got to give this bullshit image that, oh, people are just talking nonsense. We don't have that problem here. Second that diplomat leaves, they've got their money. Goes right back to hell. And it is hell right now. Every single day, I get nervous when my wife just goes to the store. And it's not being, I'm not exaggerating. There's no being hyperbolic about this is, you know, a drug den of a city. It really is. There's so many streets. And these people, man, I've looked into some of these guys' eyes when I'm just getting gas. We're talking about some really, really dark human beings that have been in and out of the system. Jay Inslee was just releasing prisoners right and left in this state. We have crime is out of control. State of Washington is just a mess right now, and it's so sad. And then you have a current president, Trump, who I suspect right now is really trying to make America first, trying to make us a productive country. There's going to be some pitfalls, a little pain before the success. And that's just, that makes sense. I'm willing to go through the temporary pain, knowing that the goal is that we're going to pull out of this better than we've been in my lifetime. We have so much in this country, and nobody asks the questions, why are people losing their minds? I'll tell you why. He kicked that ant's nest. I am not a Trump diehard sycophant. I don't worship golden calves. Trump's a human being. He's going to do stupid shit. He's going to do things I disagree with. But as I said earlier in this episode, the conventional has been unsuccessful, faulty, and criminal at best for the past 50 years. And it's been like a runaway train. And here's that USAID thing being exposed for all of our hard-earned tax money just being given to these ridiculous programs and countries. Folks, I wish more would let go of this Trump derangement syndrome crap. He's not building a Confederate army. I heard that most recently. He's building a Confederate army to, and he plans to burn the Constitution and become a king and all this third presidency crap. It's interesting to see what, you know, Brian and I just talked about this on our last episode about the constitutionality of that. It won't happen. And honestly, it is a little unnerving that he's attempting it. I think he's attempting it for two reasons. Number one, his ego. Number two, though, is that I suspect that he knows, because he knows how the federal government works now, he has a limited amount of time to get things done that he would like to see done for the market growth, for Americans to be successful, to have more money in their pockets, to be able to invest, to have a productive American society, American-made products that are quality, the American worker. I think he realizes that his time is pretty damn limited. I mean, when that midterm comes around, I really hope things have shaped up, because the midterm, he's probably going to get his ass handed to him. So that's what I suspect. He doesn't want to be lifelong king. He wants another term because I think he's looking at time. Well, if I can extend this another 4 years, I can really put into place these policies that benefit the Americans. I do really think that. It's not going to happen, though, unfortunately. Well, Let me take that back. I don't think it should happen. I think the attempt was going to be let J.D. Vance run as president and Trump be the vice president. We got Brian and I talked about the other day and about the difference between served and elected. But that's a go back to our previous episode and you can listen to that. I really think that it could have benefits, but I don't want that, because what that will do is set the stage for the next president who's on the opposite side politically. They're going to have the case now to go, oh, we can do this too. Our four founders were pretty smart. They knew what could potentially happen if you had to have limitations on the presidency, and there should most definitely be limitations on our Congress. These lifelong senators, and it's just sickening. It should be like a presidency, two terms and you're gone. The Nancy Pelosi's, the Chuck Schumer's, just these disgusting lifelong politicians who have made millions and millions and millions of dollars off lobbyists, writing legislation that benefits corporations, not the people of the country. It's a strange time. I keep saying that, and I really mean it. And And for those of us that are here in Washington State, and those of you that are listening that are in Washington State, I'm right there with you. That feeling of hopelessness sometimes can be overwhelming. We did see, I did feel that for our nation there during Obama, during Biden. And those are some really stressful times for everybody because of all the noise. The first Trump presidency, all the noise. George Bush, that joke. We've been watching this conventional system just run wild with corruption. And that's why I support an unconventional process now. An unconventional approach, which is what Trump's doing. And I'm willing to see how this can play out. Our country can get back on the right track and make Americans first. There's nothing wrong with that. Yes, immigration is great. There's got to be a process to it. The state of Washington is so corrupt. So when I see the hope of our nation that could potentially be turning around, it's really tough to say. We still, you know, we got a little bit more time left. If it does turn around for the better, if the stock markets go up, if people are working more and more production jobs here, cars, appliances, if things are being made here and people are becoming successful and they're living wages plus, then that would give me hope for the state of Washington that one day the corruption here can finally come to an end. Again, thanks everybody for listening to The Ground Level. Please follow us on Spotify, RSS, FM Player, Apple, basically anywhere you get your podcasts. We premiere on rumble.com at The Ground Level. And thanks again for listening, everybody.